get on to some really good stuff here as well. Keys to successful vendor management. So are credit unions outsourcing vendor management, or are they doing it themselves? And what makes more sense for
actually,
them?
Actually, some of them are. Some of them are. And it just kind of depends on what their internal resources look like. It does make sense in a lot of situations. Mm-hmm. Again, it just depends on what the bandwidth is of the credit union, what their level of expertise is related to vendor management. Mm-hmm. And so those are a couple factors that go into determining whether or not they want to outsource it. I will say, though, credit unions, if they're going to outsource the vendor management function, just be very, very selective, in terms of identifying who that vendor or who that partner is going to be, and really recognizing that although they outsource it, they are not relieved of any of the responsibilities associated with the risk of those vendor relationships.
Absolutely. A lot of compliance stuff going on there.
Yes.
And there's so many vendors out there nowadays.
There are.
Have to do your due diligence.
You do. That's right.
You do your due diligence. Yes.
That's right.
Oh, my. So what makes more sense, though, to outsource? I'm sure there's parameters.
There are parameters. Again, what makes more sense is really going to be very, very unique kind of...
Up to the credit union.
Yeah, and it just depends on, do they have the resources internally to manage it? Do they have the expertise to manage those? How many relationships do they have?
Yeah,
right?
Oh, good point. Because you're going to have a vendor relationship management person on staff.
Yes,
now.
And that's actually one of the things that's really important to contemplate, when you kind of tackle this thing we call vendor management, do we have dedicated resources? Do we understand the requirements from a regulatory perspective? Mm-hmm. And so, when you understand those requirements that, and you kind of weigh that in terms of, what you have to bring to the table from a resource perspective, that will kind of lead you in determining, do I need to outsource it or can we handle it internally?
Makes sense. Makes perfect sense. All right. Assuming credit unions are doing it in-house.
Yes.
What do you think are some of the most important aspects of implementing and maintaining an effective vendor management program?
Yes, so the credit unions absolutely need to understand the requirements that the NCUA has in place around managing third-party relationships. Mm-hmm. Absent that, it's kind of difficult to build an effective program. So, number one, understand what's required. Number two, understand, again, what your resources are. Who can you bring to the table? Who can you designate to manage those relationships? Mm-hmm. And then kind of stepping back just a minute, when these relationships are established, really doing the due diligence up front from a contracting perspective to build in some of those vendor management related obligations that you're going to expect your vendor to deliver on.
Yep.
And so designating the person or the team rather, again, just depends on how big the credit union is, how many resources, how large is the portfolio of vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And then really looking at the requirements and building your program around those requirements. Because at the end of the day, a credit union has to be able to demonstrate compliance to all of those, with regard to all of those requirements, from a regulatory perspective.
No doubt.
So if you use that as sort of the guide in establishing the guardrails, performance metrics, what are those pieces of evidence that you're going to need to deliver should you have an audit, right, from a regulator?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so those are a few things. I mean, I'm big on evidence. Affinian is big on evidence. And so as you're building out that program with an understanding of the requirements, with a commitment, and that's the other thing I really want to underscore is just the importance of credit union leadership investing in and those resources because again the credit union is sort of on the hook right for the risk associated with those. So understanding the levels of risk and they vary right of course based on vendor relationship type. So understanding that, bringing the resources to the table, building the program around the regulatory requirements makes it easier, I'll say, in terms of being a demonstrate compliance.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. All right, last question for you. I'll get you off the hot seat here.
Yes.
What are some of the barriers to effective vendor management? What are some hurdles? What holds people back?
I think, first of all, a lack of understanding. I think operating in a mode of reaction as opposed to being proactive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when we don't have an established kind of, we don't know what we're doing and we're trying to solve for it, then it sets us up for failure. The other big one is not having those dedicated resources. So, we've seen situations, organizations that have folks that are kind of responsible for the function of vendor management, but they don't really understand it. And so that's a tough one when you don't when you don't have a commitment from the top to invest in having designated subject matter experts who can really manage the function.
Exactly. Anything else to add to wrap up? Because I mean, this is obviously a topic that's not going. Actually, I think it's I think it's growing in importance
on a
daily basis because there's more and more vendors entering this industry.
More and more vendors.
More compliance.
More and more. I will say though that not much has changed from an enforcement perspective.
Okay.
I'm sorry, from a guidance perspective.
Okay.
What is changing?
Yeah.
We're seeing more activity on the enforcement front.
Okay.
So you know, the rules aren't changing necessarily. But the oversight, I think, is kind of ramping up. And so, yeah, you just want to make sure that all the ducks are in a row. And again, just understanding the basics, what's required, and build, the key is to build the build the vendor management process around the requirements so that you're able to very, very simply and seamlessly demonstrate compliance.
That is a great message to end on. Vanessa,
great.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few
minutes. Thank you for having me.
And talking about vendor management.
Thank you
important.
So much.
You're welcome. Good job, once again. She hits it out of the park.